My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge.
It's not easy being a leader. Most people will never understand the pressure that we go through on a daily basis to be able to lead with power. See, in order for you to lead your business, your marriage, your family, to create a bigger impact, you have to understand that there's a fine line between being a savior and being a leader. Sometimes we mistake being a savior as a leader. I want to save people, want to help people, but eventually the savior gets crucified. A leader has to have their uncomfortable conversations. A leader has to raise his standards. A leader has to understand that he gets what he tolerates. So where are you being a leader and where are you being a savior? Have very deep conversations with some of my inner circle members about this distinction. Because the moment that you realize that you're being a savior, you have to stop the pattern immediately to be able to level up. Being a savior means operating from a place of fear and wanting to people to like you instead of leading people to where they want to go. Being a savior means being a manipulator, doing something in order for you to get something back. Being a leader means, are you going to show them the path of where you want to go? Are you going to hold them accountable to what your expectations are? Being a leader allows you to set a certain standard that people will follow. And if people are not going to follow your standards, well, they have to go. You have to let them go. Because they're the ones holding you back. A leader has to have those uncomfortable conversations to see, can you create this space to attract the people that you want in your life and in your business to be able to go to the next level? My intention for you today is to ask yourself, where am I being a savior? Where do I need to cut the pattern of being a savior and stand as a leader? To have those uncomfortable conversations, to stop trying to be a pleaser, to stop trying to be a nice guy, and fucking go all in. God wants you to lead. God wants you to have certainty. But if you're operating from fear, you cannot become a conduit to fulfill your purpose. So it's time for you to level the fuck up and lead, because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're ready to go to the next level, join the challenge to get your edge back. This is a challenge for businessmen and entrepreneurs that want to find the certainty, the drive, and the passion to be able to go to the next level. Go to getmyedgeback.com. That's getmyedgeback.com and join the challenge now.